Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you join us this week. Got a lot of cool stuff coming up. Some stories that you may really want to listen to, I'm telling you. The new Minnesota DNR budget is coming out. We'll go into some of the details. And Great Lakes wind turbines, good or not good? That and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you, Don.
Yes, good to be back.
I'm here. I'm always here.
Present. A little chilly this weekend, huh?
I think they're talking that way.
Ugh. Yeah, I'm overnight going, lows. Not good.
I got to go skiing both days. How about that?
You know, I'm going to be, I'm probably going to go fishing from my recliner.
You know, the oddest thing about this, with all the snow that we keep getting, everybody thinks, oh, cold is going to be great. You know, we talked last week with Kurt Erickson from Erickson's Guide Service, and he's like, yep, places that have not been disturbed, it's 12 inches or less ice.
Right.
Because of the insulation.
Right.
Well, and some...
That opens
and
up
I
the
apologize
to
some of the guys I know, but there's some idiots that put out their ice houses on Green Bay. As a prime example,
yep.
I have a friend of mine that just keeps sending me stuff because he can see what's going on in the lake.
Yeah,
there's like 10 ice houses they put out on Green Bay, knowing that everybody said the ice was going to be questionable. It wasn't less than 8 hours later that the flow of ice prevented anybody from getting to those houses, and they were basically afloat on their own.
Would they break away from the shore?
Broke away from the shore. They were told that it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it was, and I won't get into the detail other than two individuals, I think it was, put out 8 houses or 10 houses for what they do. And they had to go get them out with an airboat, break them free, and pull them out.
How do they get them over open water?
Airboat? Airboat.
The house itself?
No, they went out on solid ice on the, from the one side that was not questionable, and then they put them out on the edge of the ice, which is usually what they do.
Right.
Well, no. And they were told it was questionable ice. That same thing happened in Pepin.
Yeah, like Pepin.
Now, how would you like this, Don? You go park away from shore, out of the landing out here. Right. We're talking Lake Pepin. It's the widest part of the river.
Mississippi River.
On the Mississippi River, right in Red Wing. The problem you have is this area is where there is a flow of water that comes over a, if you're not familiar with a wing dam, man, this is a long rock hump. It extends out and channels water flow. And this water flow always is in the same spot. There, everybody knows it. But the issue is that when you park on the ice, one gentleman parks on the ice, you're good. But when the parking lot's full, somebody else goes and parks right next to you. That's not a good thing. The guy that first parked there, he was fine. But if you're going to park, you better park 50 yards away or you're going to have a problem. And guess what? 6 trucks went in because of that absolute lack of,
yeah, it's
I
not
don't
a
know.
Parking lot.
I mean, you can't fix stupid. They're parking on the ice.
Right.
And
avoid it. I think the sad thing is, the photo I saw, there were empty spots 50 yards away in the parking lot.
Well, when they went, the lot was full.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the lot was full. That was
That's why they went
that
out
story
there
a lot. It, absolutely. And they parked on the ice. It wasn't like they were far away.
No,
they weren't driving out. And but they didn't. It you
they
don't.
Were, they were within 50 yards of the shoreline.
Of the shore. And in fact, it was more like 25 to 30 feet from shore. You just don't park next to somebody. That's the most irritating thing you can possibly imagine. You're being safe. Yep. You go out to your ice house knowing everything's
good. Come back
and
your truck's in the
drink. And the next thing you know, your truck's in the drink because you had five people that decided they weren't going to be smart. They didn't want to park anywhere else. And they're in.
I hope he came back with a limit of walleyes. You know he didn't.
Oh, man.
Whoever it was.
And, you know, that's one of those things that you just cannot fix. You know?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
To say the least. Careful enough. Well, we've been talking about it for the whole winter so far.
But that case is smart about it. You know, in open water, whether it's Lake of the Woods you were mentioning, right?
Yeah, one went in there, too. I think it's been going in all over the place. It's due to the fact that we've had a lot of snow this winter.
It's pushing the ice down. It's not making it good.
You know, it's insulated. It's interesting, but you go not too far east of here, and there's not a lot of snow. So you go 100 miles east of where we're located in Minnesota, there's not a lot of snow.
Until you go a little bit north.
Right.
And then it gets snow. Yeah, I don't get it. Hey, this story, you guys, this is when to say when.
When to say when. Okay.
Okay. The search continues for a missing Hawaiian fisherman who went overboard in the ocean. Okay, that's not a big deal, right? I mean, you hear about that happening. People fall overboard in cruise ships and whatever. Rescuers searching for a third day for a fisherman overboard from a boat after hooking a tuna over the weekend. This gentleman, 63, was fishing with a friend off Hanauea on the Big Island on Sunday when he hooked an ahi or a tuna. Yum. Mm-hmm. The friend heard Nittle say the fish is huge. Then he saw him go overboard into the water. Friend tried to grab the line, but he disappeared within seconds. The friend jumped in but couldn't see him. The search expected to continue in the Coast Guard, and the Hawaiian County Fire Department was helping in the search with sea and air. Usually incidents like this are along the coastlines. It's a different situation because it's out in the deep. And according to the police, they're about 4 miles from the boat ramp. There's a fish that's actually pulling him around. You don't know where he could go. He can weigh several hundred pounds. It can weigh a lot more than that.
Oh yeah, in the Pacific. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to catch a yellowfin. I don't know if that's what he was fishing for.
No,
bluefin.
This is a big.
Yeah, well, the yellowfin can get up to 600 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, true.
And goodness, I mean, he must have been tied to his reel. I mean, why would he?
Well, they usually are strapped in.
Yeah, well, when I did mine, my captain wouldn't let me tie into it. You hold on, you know. I mean, your hands are your brake, your release. I literally stripped all the cork off the rod.
You know, like I say, know when to say when. And this weekend when you go out ice fishing, just make sure when you get that big fish that you think is going to pull the rod out of your hand, just let go. Because if you end up going through the hole, that could be really uncomfortable.
Oh, really bad.
Yeah, that it's not good.
No.
Hitting you through a 10-inch hole, that doesn't work.
No.
Let's not do that.
Let's not picture that at all. That's like Santa coming down the chimney. It doesn't work real well.
That's right.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more Valley Outdoors.